The month of May for me is a very special month because I tend to have a very special relationship with Mary in my own personal life as a Catholic as well as my life as a priest. I give my whole life to her because it's what through her that I received the gift of faith as well as through her that I remain as a priest. And I hope for you too, as we celebrate May crowning today, that Mary be the queen of your heart. Because when you have Mary as the queen of your heart, you will always have Jesus in your heart, because Mother Mary will always lead you to him. I would imagine as a Catholic, when we were young, the first thing we were taught to do is to do the sign of the cross, right? And then after the sign of the cross, we were taught our three basic prayer: Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be, right? So as a Catholic, it's been integral for us from the beginning that the love of Mary identified us as Catholic. Because Mary teaches us what it means to be a disciple. What it means to be faithful to Jesus, even when it hurts, even when it gets hard, even when it gets challenging, even when things don't make sense, even when we have to stand by the foot of the cross, even when things are out of control. Mary teaches us that faith is not just a set of doctrine that we follow, but truly we follow someone who loves us, God, who has given us his everything. So therefore, we're called to give him our everything. When I say that I give my life to Mary, what do I mean by that? My parents were married February 14 of 1975. As you know, Valentine's Day of 1975 in Vietnam. And in April 30th of 1975, if you study history, you know that was the fall of South Vietnam. And after a short while, my dad was imprisoned by the communists for many years. And during those times, my mom waited for him. And at those moments when my dad was imprisoned by the communists, my mom was not yet a Catholic. She was still a Buddhist at that time. And so she felt so alone, so isolated, so hopeless. And so she began to come to my grandmother. And so through the faith of my grandmother, she affirmed my own mother's faith. And so my grandmother taught my mother to come to the Marian Shrine at the Redemptorist Monastery to pray for the intercession of the Blessed Mother. So my mother went there, and began to pray for that God keep my father safe and return him home one day. And as she went to the Marian Shrine and began to pray, she heard the Mass being said over the speaker. And slowly and slowly and slowly, that led her to the conversion of being a Catholic. My mother chose to became Catholic because she felt that in her darkest moment, she could always turn to Mother Mary, and Mother Mary would always lead her to God. My mother's faith is very simple. If you ask her of any catechism test, she would fail. Her religion test would flunk to an F. All she knows in her own life as a Catholic is that God is always faithful. God always loves her. God is always with her, even in the darkest moment of her life, through the intercession of the Blessed Mother. And this is the gift that I want to share with you from my own mother to you. No matter what's going on in your life or will go on in your life, Mary understands what it means not to understand. She understands very well not to have control. And she understands very well what it means to be hurt, to suffer, even if it means to stand at the foot of the cross. come to Mother Mary and ask her to hold your hand and lead you back to Jesus, no matter what is going on. You know, when I was born in Vietnam, I was born malnourished. So my mother thought that I would die, you know. So because I was having diarrhea and then all those like baby symptoms and I couldn't retain any fluid, she got so scared. She took me to the Marian shrine that she prayed for Mother Mary intercession each day. And she said, "Mother dear, if you would save my son, I will dedicate him to the church." Thank you, Mom. I guess I am a priest today because my mom dedicated me to the church. Well, whatever's going on in your life, I want you to have the same love for Mary. Dedicate your life to Mary. It's not going to be an easy life, but that's why you're here at Notre Dame Catholic School, aren't you? You are given the greatest treasure, not belong to a building, but the greatest treasure of faith that is given to you. And I hope no matter what's going on in your life, treasure the faith that has been handed on to you. Hold on to that. My grandmother, my grandfather, my whole family, we grew up poor in Vietnam, and they lost everything due to the Vietnam War. The only thing that I have received from my grandparents, as well from my parents, are not gifts that are tangible, not of any monetary values, not anything of the world, but the gift of faith. They have given me what is valuable for them, the gift of faith that cannot be robbed by anything of this world, the gift of faith that are so invaluable and eternal, the gift of faith that continue to give no matter what this world will take away from you. Because without faith, you will allow this world to take away from you and you will lose hope. And you will don't want to believe or don't want to live anymore. But with the gift of faith, nothing in this world will ever rob you of what God can fill your heart. Without faith, you and I will chase after the titles, the power, the prestige, and the matters of this world, but nothing will ever make us happy. But with faith, you and I can be content in knowing that we are provided with what God had given to us. For God is faithful, and God is always with us. I'm not preaching to you as a priest. I'm preaching to you as a brother in the journey. I have seen it all. I have lost many friends, and I have made a lot of enemies. And I have gone through the ups and downs of life. And God have led me into places that I never imagined, America. And no matter what's going on in your own life right now, even though the doors seem to close and that they're not opening as fast as you would like them to be, it's okay. If God closes some doors in your own life, He will open the ones when times comes. Until that happens, perhaps all we can do is learn to wait at the foot of the cross. Mother Mary had to wait at the foot of the cross. Had to grieve, had to be filled with sorrow before she could experience the joy of the resurrection, the joy of Easter. Perhaps for you too, the moment for you to wait seemed to be so long. You might not know what might happen, what's going to happen, or what's going to unveil in the future. That's okay. Wait with Mother Mary. You are Notre Dame. Learn to be our Mary, to be faithful to Him who have never leave you, who will always love you. This is the only gift that I can give to you, my seniors. I have nothing to really offer you except this gift. This gift has been given to me by the ones I love, and I'm giving it to you at the ones I care at your spiritual father. I'm giving you the gift of faith, and in faith you will find hope, and in faith you will find hope and peace and joy in the Lord, which nothing in this world will ever rob away from you. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us.